Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. This is the second part of our interview with Ron Owens, the president and CEO of First Step Health, and Michael Phillips, the pastor of Kingdom Life Church. Let's talk a little bit about the tangible things that we need to do as a city to restore hope for the children in our schools.
Let me go off script and back into it this way. One of the unique things about this moment is it shows us the chasm in leadership. It gives all of the preachers from the faith-based community that says, we have to now hold leadership accountable. We have to find buy-in and purpose with leaders who are willing to lead us in the midst of crisis and not guide us at spotlight moments. I think the faith-based community understands that they must be the pallbearers of Freddie's casket after the dust is on his casket, and that the pallbearers must come to the table both black and white for the ultimate overall goal. I think it causes the business community to assemble on the other side as we prepare to build that bridge, to realize that when this city falls apart, it damages you economically. Load up the trucks and let's build the bridge, fill in the potholes, and go get these kids.
Michael, what do you think?
I would absolutely agree. I would take it another step further. One of the reasons for the chasms that has been created is also the lack of unity within the faith community. Unifying around Freddie Gray, wonderful. But as Ron said, what are we going to do from here? I believe the church can be those bridge builders between government and business, bringing everybody to the table. One of the things that encourages me is that there are discussions at every level within our city right now. Now, how do we coalesce around having a better Baltimore and filling in those potholes, as Ron said, and getting our kids to cross over that bridge into the larger society? How do we do that? The church is unlike anything else. It is a great entity, and it can galvanize very quickly, as we've seen. And so the government, business leaders, we have to start engaging the church once again so that we can get these messages out to the kids in our community of hope and support, assistance and help, information that they do not know. Just because you have a cell phone doesn't mean you're informed. And so there are programs and all types of things that are available. Even now, some of the good that is happening, that was happening before Freddie Gray died, the kids just don't know about. Things aren't happening. You know how many times I come across somebody and say, this is what we're doing, and they go, okay. Mm-hmm. You that building over there. Okay. And they really are not informed or in the know of some of the positive things that are taking place.
I think those connections and that communication flow is, again, going to be one of Freddie's legacies, that we all feel like we have a stake in this together. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your leadership. You know, in many ways, we'll look back on this, and I'm not sure that we'll ever call this Baltimore's finest hour, but we will see some very fine hours come out of this. And we will all work together, and we will find a path forward. We will restore hope, not for everyone, but we'll restore hope for more people than had hope before. Thanks for coming on my show this morning.
Absolutely.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.